still a virgin. It's the truth. I really am. So tell me, Father, how could the drum be broken? My father's name is Mao Lidun. He is an expert drummer, the one who for the last 20 years has been called upon to play whenever a posuo is held. I hate him because he disapproves of La Runduma, the man who is my heart's desire. La Runduma isn't what you would call a good-looking man, and he is just a menial laborer. That's one of the reasons my father dislikes him. Another is that he wants me to marry a man from my own class. That's why I'm participating in this customary rite. Everyone in Bhutan, myself included, is familiar with the posuo, a ritual intended to transform a girl into a woman capable of running a household. It's a horrible practice, involving being confined with seven other girls in a dank, humid, pitch-dark room called a suo. It really is a weird form of seclusion, and I am doing it because of my father. We arrived at Mount Nona after a long journey from the Bhutan Palace. It's a quiet spot, nestled in a plantation of langsat and kachapi trees. I knew that this was where I would begin my resistance. Oh, Run, where does the spirit go when it has fallen? I tear away at the silence by kneading the tips of the fingers of both hands. It makes me so despondent, contemplating the endlessly long dark nights and the stillness that will descend on the forest. All I can do is wait for my fortune to turn and to put me back where I want to be. We walked in procession to the accompaniment of the drum and the mauludan, the special palace gamelan orchestra. One of the drummers was my father, who warned me with his eyes not to do anything untoward. Then we entered the leafy plantation, where we came across the house where we would be living, with fear our only companion, for 8 days. Run, please don't forget to come and get me before they bathe me with frangipani water. Incense wafted over me. This first session, the Paunjura, was the affirmation session, designed to fortify me for my participation in the posuo. The Parika, the senior shaman, uttered a prayer, and my father moved slowly over to touch the glass. He quenched his thirst by drinking its contents. He crucified me with his blazing eyes. Were you perhaps recalling our arguments during the preceding days, Father? That La Runduma is a bastard, Johra. Believe your old dad. I know what I'm talking about. I've accumulated a lot of wisdom over the years, and La Runduma is nothing but a right bastard. Oh, Run, my father's words set fire to my very heart. It was late at night, but in the distance, we could still hear the protective sound of the drum being beaten. After shedding some tears and eating a mouthful of rice, I encountered another pair of eyes, shining like a lantern in the darkness of my room, the eyes of a young girl. "Don't you like the posuo ceremony?" she whispered. "Shh!" another voice called out. "Are you planning to get married?" Riwa spoke again. "I don't want to get married, but my father wants me to." "You're a good daughter." "No, Riwa, I'm not. I'm only putting on a show of being a good daughter because this ceremony is actually making me more childlike rather than transforming me into an adult." "Shh, shut up. The Bisa might be listening. A shaman's ears are everywhere, you know." Eventually, we all fell silent. Time seemed to stand still. I felt as if I was in an alien universe that had detached me from everything that was familiar. Because we sleep with our heads pointing north and our feet pointing south, I can't see out the window. The only thing I can see is the thick wall that imprisons us, even though, like the wild animals beyond the wall, my imagination runs free. Penetrating the darkness of the night, it skirts the edge of the forest. I have no paper, Run, but with every step I take, I inscribe myself on you. Solitude has been my companion for 5 days. I'm worried, Run. Will you keep your promise and come to me? Tonight, I will sleep facing the sunrise, because this is the sixth day. I will be able to see the window. Will I see your shadow there? It is an overcast evening. Which one of us would dare go out in the dead of night and frolic around, breaking the silence? I look out the window. There's no moon, no shadows. It's pitch dark. But alongside the beating of the drum, I can hear the sighs of a woman and a man making love to ward off the longing and the jealousy. Slowly, I emerge from my meditation. Hoping nobody is watching me, I fumble around in the dark, looking for something to hold on to. I find myself behind the wall of the bathroom. There's a strong smell of urine, overpowering enough to make me dizzy. I'm familiar with the ways of the world. But who are they, those two young people making love there behind the wall? Maybe I'm just jealous, because you haven't yet come to take me away from this ceremony, a ceremony that I'm going to regret for the rest of my life. There, behind the room's iron bars, I weep. Then I return to the sewer and suppress my tears. The forest out there is dense and the evening breeze is rustling through the leaves. Maybe there are fairies up there, meditating in the treetops, or perhaps there are wild boars, scratching around hoping to get lucky. I stare open-mouthed at the yawning chasm of the night. A pure night for the imprisoned virgins. Your secret is out, Father. Tomorrow morning, I will discover that you whispered a secret into the ears of the families who entrusted their daughters to this rite. Last night, my drum broke. That's a sure sign that one of them is not a virgin. Riwa eats her rice, smiling as she watches me watching her. Her eyes shine like the morning star. Dressed in a sarong, she diligently and solemnly participates in every ritual. The shamans begin to sing, chanting a poem about physical, mental, and spiritual development. They reel off advice and admonition about ethics and beauty and extol the virtues of well-known young women. They teach us how to perform the pebaho, ritual bathing using special water that comes from 8 special springs and which has to be carried in a special way too. I'm learning all about how a woman should sit, how she should walk. I observe Riwa closely. She's so innocent and obedient. She loves everything about the posuo. Was I dreaming last night, Run? Was there really a girl in the bathroom with her lover, trying to suppress her emotions and her voice? My heart is pounding, driving me crazy. Which one of us was it? I mean, apart from me and Riwa, of course. Could it have been Nila or Enda? I've barely spoken to either of them. They are too grown up, and they take the whole ceremony too seriously. I'm trying to ignore it, but this evening, the shamans, including the parika, the head shaman, and the drummers are all gathering in the yard. I know that Father's drum broke last night, and now they are deep in discussion, trying to figure out who sullied the night. No doubt, the heads of all the families have sworn that their daughters are still virgins. Did Father swear that too? He doesn't trust me. Quietly, I get to my feet and put my ear to the cold, thick wall. but I can hear nothing but the wind. I stare into space, trying to cut through the longing that is raging in my heart. I rail against these endless nights. Powerless, I feel as if time is squeezing me to death. I bring to my mind all my memories and images of my father and La Runduma. The story of La Runduma and I doesn't have much of a plot. It's a story of sweet love and memories. I remember how that unassuming man would touch my cheek as if it were fine satin. I love you, Johra. One night, near the end of the Posuo, I'm going to whisk you away like a new bride. All I could do was smile shyly when he said that. I have only one parent, my father, and I love him. But I'm madly in love with La Runduma. Are you asking me to elope with you? I asked. Would you be angry if we did that? Run, last night my friend fulfilled her desires. I know that she feels the same things that I do and is trapped by the same problems as me. So will you come tomorrow? I know it. His heart is destined to belong to someone else. Tell me, God, what is the meaning of virginity? Love inevitably brings sacrifice, even though our religion forbids it. But I will marry another man, God, because the man who implanted his love into my heart last night needs a virgin for a lover. You've come so late, Run. It's nearly dawn. Yes, I was waiting for the stars to go to sleep. And is God asleep too? I hope so. Like love, God is always vigilant, Run. I love you, Run. I don't love you. Forgive me. So why did you come? Because I felt sorry for you. And I wanted to honor and respect your love as you wanted me to. The women who have been baptized into adulthood are queuing up to be bathed. One of the water receptacles, a long-necked earthenware jar, is filled with frangipani flowers. The shamans are praying, and those beating the drums seem to be finding it hard work on account of one drum being broken. Once the girls have been bathed, they will be dressed in traditional clothes. I suddenly notice Riwa's eyes shining with happiness. How devotedly she is carrying out this tradition. I remember her whispering to me once when I was daydreaming. What are you thinking about, Johra? I didn't reply. Do you feel trapped here? Does it make you want to run away? Yes, I do want to run away. There must be someone waiting for you. There will be Riwa, but I'm scared. I know there will be someone there, and there's no need for you to be afraid. Fly before your wings wither and die. Ah, Run, the frangipani flowers. Imagine if they were for us. I quietly take my leave before the final scene is over. La Runduma! You filthy bastard! Come down, Pa, come down! Is he possessed? I don't know. His daughter ran away. But Maulidun has spiritual powers. Surely he can tell which one is no longer a virgin. Not a virgin? That's right. One of the girls is not a virgin. His drum broke in several places. Oh my God! Was it his own daughter? Damn you, La Runduma! May you rot in hell! I am like an animal released from its cage, looking in amazement at nature stretched out before me. I'm running around all over the place, like the dry leaves falling from the trees, calling your name. Here in the forest, I can see the sun filtering through the langsat and kecapi trees. And there you are, gleaming in the sun's rays. You took so long to get here. What do you mean? I wanted to wait until they were all distracted. Where are we going? Somewhere far away. Oh, Run, where does the spirit go when it has fallen? We move without leaving any traces. Our footprints are so light. We skirt around and leave behind all the secrets that are no longer relevant. Oh, Father, why did you accuse me of not being a virgin? Over there in the yard, chaos takes hold. Some of them disapprove, others are simply jealous.